Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN Final Hour. I want to thank you so much for listening today, for the calls, the texts, the interaction on social media. You guys are great. Thank you for everything, really. I say this every time I fill in, but I'm very lucky to be able to be doing what I've always wanted to do, and that is radio. And if it wasn't for the audience, I wouldn't be doing radio. So I want to thank each and every one of you who tune in. As I always say, I understand when you turn on a show thinking you hear one guy and you hear someone else. You know, usually it's an automatic turn off. But you guys, a majority of you, keep the radio on. And I'm very, very thankful for that. And I don't want anyone to think I take that for granted. I'm very, very thankful, fortunate. And, you know, I always try to do my best when I'm on. But I want to just thank the audience because, you know, a lot of people, they hear a fill-in, it's an automatic tune-out, and that doesn't seem to be the case when I'm on, because you guys call in, you guys text in, and it means a lot. So thank you so much. Before we get to the Velveeta topic, I have to say this. I just tweeted this out, and I was telling Josh this. So tonight you have the 3-7 Steelers taking on the 4-6-1 Colts. Now, to be fair, the Colts do have Matt Ryan. The Colts have a somewhat exciting team when they're playing well. And Jeff Saturday's the coach, which is hilarious. But could you imagine 25 years ago sitting down to watch a 3-7 team taking on a 4-6-1 team and neither being your team? I mean, fantasy football and mobile gambling, legal mobile gambling, has really changed the landscape of sports. You know, because I look at this matchup, I'm not a Steelers or Colts fan. This doesn't have anything to do with the Bills' standings in the AFC. However, I have two players on my fantasy team that I need to get a combined 20 points to win. So I'll be watching the game to see if Harris and Pittman can get me a combined 20 points so I can snap a two-game losing streak in a league that I was doing pretty well until two games ago. So I'm hoping. But again, 98, I would not have been watching this game without any of that stuff on the line.
No, yeah, I agree with you completely. I'm in kind of the same boat. I need 40 points from one player from tonight's game, Michael Pittman. So that's not happening.
Oh, so we're both cheering for Pittman to have a really good game.
Well, technically, in the league we're in, I'm not, because I still need to somehow leapfrog you in the standings. But
I'm not playing you this week.
No, okay. No, but I mean, I'm going to lose this week, but if there was any chance of me making the playoffs, you needed to lose this week. I needed to win this week.
And still then, possible.
No, I can't win this week. It's my game's done.
So you need me to lose.
I need you to lose, and then I need to somehow win out and have everyone else lose at the same time.
So maybe Harris and Pittman don't get 20 points.
Maybe.
A combined 20 points.
I guess we'll see.
That's 10 each.
Yeah. No, that's happening. That's 100% happening. No doubt it doesn't.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting, and yeah, so I'll be watching that solely for that purpose. So here's the story I've been waiting to get to, and I've also discovered something on the text board during the break that we need to talk about. We need to discuss, okay? But there is a lawsuit, yes, a lawsuit in Florida right now A Florida woman has filed a $5 million lawsuit against Kraft Heinz, alleging that the company misled consumers about how long it takes to prepare their Velveeta microwavable mac and cheese cups. Now, there's parts of this story that I just don't believe. However, the suit alleges, this is coming from Fox Business, the suit alleges that the statement of ready in 3.5 minutes is false and misleading because the product takes longer than 3.5 minutes to prepare for consumption. It goes on to quote the four steps to prepare the meal, yada, yada, yada. Now, the lawsuit alleges that the macaroni and cheese dish is sold at a premium price of $10.99. There is, I don't even think I'm mistaken. I've never seen a Velveeta macaroni and cheese cup for $10.99. You can get a box of Velveeta macaroni and cheese for under $10.99. Anyway, so this lawsuit is going on. This is in court. That it doesn't take 3.5 minutes. Now, I just don't understand that mindset, okay? Because I've had things. Heck, last weekend I was doing storm coverage, right, here at WBEN, and I bought a Kraft macaroni and cheese microwavable cup. And it probably was my fault. I don't think I put enough water in. Anyway, maybe I put too much water in. I think that's what it was. And I needed to add 30 minutes. So what did I do? I added 30 minutes. Or 30 seconds. Sorry. Well, 30 minutes. Could you imagine? I added 30 seconds. And took the thing out. And it was fine. I never thought of, wow, I'm taking Kraft to court. Number one, because I think it was my own fault. But how did we get here as a country? How did we get here that we have people suing Velveeta mac and cheese because it might have taken more than 3.5 minutes to make your macaroni and cheese? Did this start with the coffee lawsuit? You never heard this one, Josh?
I was literally thinking that, like, as you're talking about this, I'm like, I bet you it started with something like the coffee.
I mean,
at that time,
it was so outrageous that Seinfeld made fun of the coffee suit. There's a Seinfeld episode where Kramer sues the coffee people for spilled the coffee on himself, sneaking it into a movie theater. That was the joke. And that's why now the cup says caution hot.
It's even mentioned in a Toby Keith song from around like 2011, I think.
That's right.
It is. Yes. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. That was the lyrics.
Yes, yes. But you know, now it seems like every week you have some kind of ridiculous lawsuit like this. $5 million. So my question to you, 803-0930, star 930. When you see, if you had a product, and we all have had these microwavable products that you put in the microwave and you stir it around, and you go, this needs about 30 more seconds. We've all done that, right? I mean, isn't that what a reasonable person does? Oh, this needs 30 more seconds. Throw it in the microwave. I mean, there are times that, you know, stuff in the oven. You know what? I could probably leave that in there for another 5 minutes. Especially with corn dogs. I find corn dogs always need to be 5 minutes longer. I love corn dogs, Josh. I'm sorry. It's probably a big reason why I put so much weight on. I love corn dogs. Corn dogs are the taste of summer, okay? But I find with corn dogs, you usually need to put 5 more minutes than what the packaging says. But I've never thought, oh, I'm going to take whoever I bought this corn dog from, because it's the same with every company, to court over $5 million. So I want to know where we started. And, you know, what do you think of these $5 million lawsuits or stuff like this? Velveeta mac and cheese. And then it made me think, you know, sometimes my wife and I are really busy. We both work second jobs. And, you know, it might be late by the time we get home. And we think, what can we pick up from the store that's cheap and easy to make? Velveeta mac and cheese is right up there. Usually it's the store brand. But Velveeta mac and cheese is right up there as a cheap, easy, simple dinner, and sometimes Texas toast on the side. But what's your cheap and easy dinner at-home dinner. I don't mean a cheap and easy, go out and spend. Cheap and easy, you can go to the grocery store, pick up a few items. Velveeta mac and cheese is definitely one for the Beamer family. Another one is grilled cheese. Last night, we both worked a lot. My wife worked her second job all day, so I followed suit, and I worked my second job all day, even to the point where I listened back to myself on the best of last night here on WBEN. that was a quick, easy, cheap dinner. Now, I didn't say it was healthy, and I did do a 90-minute workout this morning and yesterday. But what, you know, we all get into those situations where we don't have much time. You have maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or maybe you've worked and it's 9 o'clock at night and you just need something quick and easy. What's that quick and easy dinner? 803-0930, *930. And what's your thought? Tell me the thought that goes through your mind when you put something in the microwave and it might take a few extra seconds than what they advertise on the packaging. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. I don't fall back on those meals often because, yes, I am trying to get myself back in shape. I am trying to get back to where I was in 2016, 2017. But there are times like last night where you just run out of time. You know, I mean, we're busy people. And by the time I got home, it was almost 9 o'clock. My wife had to get up early for work this morning. So we had bread, we had cheese, we had tomato soup. We made grilled cheese and tomato soup. And, there are times where, yeah, we run out of time and we make Velveeta mac and cheese. But usually I try to keep it healthier. You know, I had a salad for lunch. I feel pretty good about that. Got one of those cheap, throw it into a bowl salads, the salad kits from across the street, $3. Can't beat that. That's cheap and easy, but I don't know if a lot of people fall back on salads. Because that would go on my list as a cheap and easy meal. Those salad kits, you can get them at Wegmans, you can get them at pretty much any grocery store. It's got lettuce, it's got, a few things to throw in the lettuce, it's got a dressing. Or if you're like me, you throw the dressing out and you put mustard as your dressing to save calories. That's true. A little bit of chicken. And, it's under $5. You can't beat that. Right here, this is a waste of time in the court system. Ridiculous that lawyers thought this here is a case. That's what I would say if it wasn't for the cases that have successfully been brought into a courtroom like this. Again, we go back to, I believe it was McDonald's. They got sued over their hot coffee. And the person won. It's the reason why now it says caution hot on coffee cups. So, yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. It's a waste of, if you live in Florida, and I know we have a lot of listeners down in Florida, if you live in Florida, this is a waste of your tax dollars. However, I'm not going to, get shocked if there's some kind of settlement here, just because I've seen it before. We've seen it several times now. So as ridiculous as I think it is, and yeah, I think it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, but I wouldn't be surprised if at the very least they have to change the packaging to noodles will be ready in 3.5 minutes. By the way, I never buy something because of how quickly it tells me it's going to be done. Mostly because I very rarely will buy something that goes in the microwave, unless I'm here for a long time. I'll do the air fryer, I'll do the oven, I'll do the stove. Again, like I said, I'm trying to get myself back in shape. I'm eating a lot of salad. That doesn't take anything. That takes as long as you can put it into a bowl and stir it up. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. Tell me what you think of this lawsuit. Do you think I would, like I said, I won't be surprised if it doesn't get thrown out. I will not be surprised if this person walks away with some kind of settlement in some kind of agreement that it will say noodles are ready in 3.5 minutes. Actually, I think that's probably what will happen. We'll have to follow the case now because I've now on the air said what I think is going to happen. And if I'm wrong, I have to admit and I have to bring it to the air that I was wrong. And then what is your short on time, quick and easy dinner, at home dinner, short on time, quick and easy at home dinner. Now, this one got me. Tuna helper is one. I didn't know there was a tuna helper. Josh, is it, you know of a tuna helper?
No, but it no offense to anyone, but that just doesn't sound good to me. I'm not a tuna guy.
Oh, you ever have a tuna melt?
No. It just smells too fishy for, and I like fish.
Oh.
I like fish, but I just,
let me tell
something
you
about it. I don't know.
Let me tell you this. My, like, ultimate, okay, I'm going to have a cheat meal, a cheat lunch. The ultimate for me is tuna melt. I love a good tuna melt. I used to, back in the day, back in the single Joe Beamer days, I used to get on Fridays. Fridays would be my, that's when I was really thin. Fridays would be my, I can, you know, cheat day, I can eat whatever I want. And I would get a tuna melt from Snyder Bar and Grill. Delicious. Might have to go have one for old time's sake soon. A tuna melt and onion rings. That would be Joe Beamer's Friday cheat meal. Oh, brings back some good times. Tuna melt, though, is not cheap and easy. I don't know how to make a tuna melt. I need someone else to make it for me. I'm not sure what to do. But let me tell you, that is a Joe Beamer favorite. That ranks up there. You want to treat me to a nice dinner, I would count a tuna melt as a nice dinner. And I don't, you know, my wife laughs at me because she says tuna melts are for people that are older than us. She says that's an older person meal. And I say, no, you're wrong. Tuna melt's a top five sandwich in the country. If you ranked sandwiches, tuna melt would make the top 10 almost anywhere you go.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that
one. All right, look up. I'll show you at the break because I know of a list. Tuna melt is very high on this list.
A list.
No, but
A list.
It's the list.
Is it really?
Tuna melts are more popular than you think.
Are they more popular than a chicken finger sub?
Outside of Buffalo, yes.
That's fair. That is a Buffalo thing.
Yes. It's also more popular than a stinger outside of Buffalo. 803-0930, star 930. What is your cheap and easy dinner? You know what, Josh? We're going to go to Darla. We'll push some. Yeah, we'll go to Darla in West Seneca. Darla, what is your quick and easy dinner?
So having a family of seven, we have every now and again we would have, we call it our fake Thanksgiving dinner. I just would get, you know, keep on hand deli turkey meat. Maybe sliced a little bit thicker, but just deli turkey meat. And we have gravy that we get at Sam's Club. So it's a huge container and it's really inexpensive. Make up the gravy, just throw the turkey into the gravy after the gravy's cooked so that it just warms the turkey up. And then we either would put that on just a slice of bread or make stovetop stuffing, which you can get for 99 cents for the box.
That's right.
And then instant mashed potatoes, frozen corn or green beans. Everything was ready in 10 minutes. And we realized that that was pretty much what we eat for Thanksgiving. Only I make everything like from scratch and homemade. And it takes all day. But we laugh because we could have almost the equivalent in under 10 minutes. And probably maybe for my whole family, for about $1 a person.
That sounds amazing on every day but Thanksgiving. Like, that would be
the
ultimate meal 364 days a year.
Yeah.
Darla, I love that idea. I might copy you now that you told me everything.
Another idea, something my mom always did, because it was just me, my mom, and my sister. She and we know somebody was either at practice or at work or whatever in the evening. So my mom would make up a big pot of chili and we'd eat the chili until it was gone. Then she'd make like a tuna casserole or, you know, beef stroganoff casserole, and we would eat that until it was gone. So that's something I'm trying to do now as my kids get older, is just do. My husband hates casseroles. He's one of those people that doesn't like things touching. But for the kids, at least, like, find a casserole that they like. And I found a couple. I found one that actually my son that's in college and my 14-year-old literally were like, butter knife fighting over this the leftovers for this casserole. They loved it so much. And it was healthy, but then it wasn't, I had to cook every night because we do basketball. So during basketball season, we're never home. So that's another good idea. It's usually more cost effective, and you just heat up the leftovers real quick.
You get more meals out of it. Hey, Darla, really appreciate the call. Darla in West Seneca opens a line for you after the news on WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just around the corner. Christmas, you're feeling in the air. Better write
hey, welcome
all
back.
Letters to Santa.
It is Beamer in for Bowerly, final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I have to say, back to going to the gym this morning, not about the gym itself, I walked to the gym. And, you know, 39, 40 degrees, felt pretty warm. I had shorts on. Now, I did have a jacket on over. I had a jacket on over me. I don't know how else to word that. And it was a nice walk. It was actually not bad. I'll probably do the same thing tomorrow and then the wind on Wednesday. I love the holiday time, as you know. I love Christmas. I love getting together with family and friends and seeing people who I haven't seen in a while come in from out of town. You know, at the turkey trot, ran into a few people I had not seen in a long time. That was really cool. But every year, I want snow on the ground. I want it to be a very, enjoyable, picture-perfect Christmas. But I do dread when you tell me it's going to drop from 50 to 28 degrees. Oof. Because that's, for me, that's just a bunch of everything, right? You never feel good the next day. You know, it's nice and warm, and then the next day it's like bitterly cold, and you can just feel it. It just slows you down. You know, I love everything about Christmas. And I even like snow on the ground. But as I always said, you can give me snow on Christmas and then be tropical January 1st. I would be fine. I would be fine with a 1 month winter and then get me tropical. We live in Buffalo, but get me a 70 in January, right? Or even 60 in January. I would love a 1 month winter and that's it. All right. Deal with it for a month and we're back to the warmth. Just wishful thinking because yeah, Christmas, all there's snow and everything, but that just kicks off winter. And then, you know, you get a chilly January, and it's just usually a bitterly cold February. You know what I mean? Oh, February, you get those days where you don't even want to walk outside, even though you've started your car. You know your car's all nice and warm, but that walk to the car, you dread it. You don't want to slip and fall. It's icy outside. But, you know, we'll cheer you up here on WBEN. We'll keep you in a good mood. We'll keep you entertained. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this Velveeta lawsuit that's taken place in Florida because, according to the lawsuit, the box of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese states dish is ready in 3.5 minutes, but only the noodles are ready in 3.5 minutes. Then you have to stir the Velveeta cheese into the noodles, into the shells. Isn't this just ridiculous? I'm sorry. Isn't it just ridiculous? But am I crazy for thinking that it might actually, there might be some kind of settlement? Like, would anyone out there be shocked if Kraft said we settled, we paid a undisclosed amount, and we're changing the instructions to say noodles done in 3.5 minutes? I really think that might be what comes of this case. But it made me think also, macaroni and cheese, a quick, simple, easy dish. What is your cheap, easy dish? When you're running short on time, your quick, cheap, at-home dish, 803-0930, *930. I like the ideas of casseroles. When I first moved in with my wife, we made a lot. We were big on the casseroles because it is, it's something that will last more than one meal, right? You'll have it for dinner one night, lunch, dinner another night. It lasts, especially when there's two of you. It lasts for a while. And, you know, so you get so many meals out of one dish, that's pretty good. And it's quick. After you make it, it's pretty quick. I'm not going to lie. but now, I have to say, I don't think we've made a casserole in over 2 years. Now our go-to, like I said, it's the Velveeta mac and cheese. It's the grilled cheese. For me, it's sometimes a bag of salad. You just throw it in a bowl, mix it around, one of those mixing bowls. You eat right out of there. That's what I did for lunch. It was delicious. Have an apple on top of that. I also had one of those cheese and raisin dishes. Only 100 calories. Wasn't bad. Let's go to Bud in Hamburg. Bud, what's your quick and easy meal?
Wieners and beans, Joe.
Old-fashioned. I love it.
Okay, you always have a couple cans of Bush's beans. And even if the hot dogs are in the freezer from, previous use, heat them up, zhuzh up the beans a little bit with ketchup or barbecue sauce or some hot sauce, and in 15 minutes, you're good to go.
And who doesn't like wieners and beans? Come on.
I mean, perfect.
Perfect. I love it.
Cold day.
I love it, but it's an old-fashioned go-to, and it never gets old, man. Never gets old. I appreciate the call. Bush's baked beans, by the way. He's right. You got to doll them up. You know, you got to dress them up a little bit, and then you put the hot dogs in there, stir it up. That's a favorite right there. I don't care. I don't care who you are. Wieners and beans. Always get someone. To bring this back to the macaroni and cheese, you ever cut a hot dog up into macaroni and cheese? Anyone out there? No? That also is good. I'm not going to say it takes the place of wieners and beans. But you ever cut up a hot dog and put it and stir it into the macaroni and cheese? I think it goes better with like the old-fashioned Kraft's macaroni and cheese more than the Velveeta shells and cheese. But you cut up a hot dog into Kraft macaroni and cheese. It tastes pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Again, to the texter who keeps on telling me I eat like crap. I'm not saying it's the healthiest thing in the world, but it's pretty good. If you're looking for something yummy that's quick, easy, and cheap, it checks all those boxes. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, texter says, tuna burgers made with egg, onions, and parsley on a hot frying pan, crunchy on the outside, tender on the inside. Very good. Sounds good. Someone else says, Joe, you make a tuna melt the same way you make grilled cheese. I don't know if I want to try it. I don't know if I want to try making it. I like it when you go out to like a diner or something and they've got the good stuff. But maybe I should try. Maybe I should try to make my own tuna melt and see if I can get it close to how they get it at the diner. Also, tuna and mayo mixed thoroughly on a sandwich like tuna salad. Someone also says, so we had a vote for tuna helper. It actually opened my eyes to something called tuna helper. And then someone says, tuna helper is disgusting. I've ate it. No good. So we have one vote for tuna helper, one vote against tuna helper on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone also brought up cereal. And I went through a phase. Now I'm lactose intolerant. So, you know, I have to get either the lactate milk or, you know, like an almond milk or something. And I went through a phase where I would eat cereal for breakfast and dinner and then like have something else for lunch. And my go-to cereal, no lie, I don't know if it gets better. There are good cereals out there, but I like my cereal simple. Honey Nut Cheerios with a banana cut on top of it. I don't know if there's a cereal that gets better than that. It's simple, but it's so good. Honey Nut Cheerios with a banana cut up on top of it. You stir the banana into the cereal. I don't think anything beats that. And I went for, I want to say this was like high school, college. I went for like a year where a majority of the time I had cereal for dinner. Because it was, again, cheap, easy, quick. I would whip that up. I'd have a bowl of cereal, banana cut on it, some milk. I'd have that in my dorm room. That's usually when I went through all the money my parents had preloaded on my Medi card, and I needed to wait for the next semester for that to reload. So I had no money left. So, all right, a $4 box of cereal, some cheap milk, some bananas, which are cheap. Right there, you got a week of, well, not a week, but maybe 2 or 3 days of breakfast and dinner. Nothing wrong with that. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the show. If you want to push back on Honey Nut Cheerios being the best cereal, we'll take that as well. Just a few minutes left. Let's get to Eric in Buffalo. Eric, you have an idea for corn dogs?
I do. I heard your comment, and it comes down to an invention, I'll call it. I think I was the first to ever do it. But I like ketchup, sometimes mustard on the corn dog, but it gets messy and it's all over the place. The trick is to find the squirt yellow and red mustard and, you know, ketchup bottles. And you shove the tip into the end of the corn dog, and you basically inject how much or what you want, cheese, other things, and it fills up the space between the hot dog and the breading. And then you have a condiment-filled, very, you know, you don't even need a napkin.
That is genius.
I know.
I'm getting corn dogs after the show, and I'm going to try that out. That is a genius idea. Yeah.
It really works, and it's I've told so many people at backyard barbecues, and I don't know how I could profit from it, but you know, I figured I'd share the wisdom.
Eric, I appreciate that. I am going to do that after the show, and I will report back. I appreciate the call. I can't believe I never thought of that, because it does. Corn dogs are great, but if you like something on it, it does get messy. So you know, put the ketchup, put the mustard inside the corn dog. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. I am getting corn dogs on the drive home. Let me tell you right now. 803-0930, *930. Someone says, Joe, cut the hot dog up, fry it, then put it in the mac and cheese. Oh, my gosh. You guys are giving me some great ideas. You know, I'm trying to lose a few pounds here, and now I'm getting all these great ideas. I've been reminded of the tuna melt, which I haven't had one in like a year. Now, you know, I have to try this corn dog trick tonight. We've got the fry up the dog and put it in the mac and cheese. We've got the cheap Thanksgiving dinner when it's not Thanksgiving. All right, diet starts next week, Josh. Mark it down. We're diet starts next week. We got to try all this stuff out this week.
It's always going to start next week or tomorrow.
It's next week. It's, you know, but it is funny. I've talked about this with Robbie Raw. I'm just trying to. It's for me. It's all about just mentally getting back to where I was when I was that. You know, when I was really thin, I didn't like. Oh, I need to have this, you know. Oh my gosh, we brought up this. But now it's like, I have no problem going to the gym. That's never been the issue. I go to the gym 5 or 6 days a week. That's never been the issue. The issue is getting my diet, my regular diet. I don't mean like going on a diet. I mean my regular diet back to how I ate in 2018, 2019. It's really not the gym. I can go to the gym every day, no problem, no struggle whatsoever. It's getting my mindset back on eating the way I did when I was thin. That's the issue I've had, and that's something I'm going to continue to try to tackle. But first, I got to try all these things that have been brought to my attention. I want to thank you all for the texts, the calls, the social media interactions. You guys are great. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for listening. More than anything, thank you for listening. Thank you for your ears. Again, I could not do this. I could not be living my dream without the help of the WBEN audience. So I want to thank you so very much. Tom Bowerly will be back here tomorrow at 2. You can hear Brian and myself at 9 tomorrow. Have a great Monday afternoon/evening. Tom Puckett is next with the evening news. Again, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.